Episode 16. Shalom, this is Rabbi Eliyahu Mitrov with this week's Talmud podcast. This week we'll be covering Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph in Baba Metzia. It says like this: Am Rev Chiya Bar Abba, Am Rev Yochanan, Lo Shilem Shilem Mamish, Eila Sha'amah Hareini Mishalem, Afa Pi Shelo Shilem Mamish. In other words, when it says in the Mishnah that when we hand over an animal to a shomer, and the deal is, I will give you the double payment of the cow if you pay me the full amount, it's lav dafka actually paying me. It's even if you just said you're going to pay me. For example, the cow gets stolen, we don't know where it is. So comes the shomer and says, okay, I'll pay. Next thing we know, we find the ganav. So who does the kefil go? He just said he was going to pay. So according to Rav Yochanan, as long as he said he was going to pay, that's enough to assume that the baal, the original owner, is willing to give him the kefil. The Gemara continues and has a difficulty. He says, wait a second. Tanan shilem, velod se nishba. The first line in the Mishnah says, if he pays and he doesn't want to take a shavua. Shilem in. If he pays, yes. Lo shilem lo. But if he doesn't pay, no. If we learn the Mishnah Dafke that it says shilem, he pays, and he doesn't want to take a shavua, so he has to pay. So it doesn't make any sense, Rav Yochanan. The ratio of the Mishnah is against you. If we read it literally, that paying means paying, so paying yes, not paying no. It's not enough to say that you're going to pay. That's the ratio. Continues the Gemara and says, yeah, but look at the Sefer of the Mishnah. Ema Sefer. Nishba v'loret se l'shilem. In the Sefer of the Mishnah, it says, if the shomer shows up and says, I'm going to take a shavua and I don't want to pay, so then he doesn't get the kefil. So it's mashma. Nishba, if he takes a shavua, v'loret se l'shalem. But what happens if he does want to pay? In such a case, he will get the kefil. Like the Gemara says, time of the lo rotze, ha rotze, even if he wants to pay, because it says, shilem lo rotze l'shalem, he doesn't want to pay. We can make a deal that if he wants to pay, he didn't actually pay, but if he wants to pay, that's enough to get the kefil. So we have our classic Hagufa Kasha. From the ratio, we can infer that since it says if he pays and he doesn't want to take a shavua, mashma, it's not enough to say that he wants to pay. And from the Sefer, since it says nishba v'lo etse l'shalem, mashma, if he wants to pay, it's enough. So which one is it? So the Gemara continues and says, Eilu maha leke l'mashma mine. From our Mishnah, we can't learn anything about the din of what happens when he says he wants to pay, because there's a gufa kasha. There's a contradiction between the inference from the Resha to the inference from the Sefer. Now the Gemara brings a brice, and the brice says, Tanya kavais de Rav Yochanan. We have a brice that says like Rav Yochanan. Hashsocher para mechaver of enignava. If a guy rented a cow from his friend and it got stolen, and he says, I want to pay, and I don't want to take a shavua, and then we found the ganav, the shomer will get it just by saying, hareini mishalem. So the brice aligns up with Rav Yochanan. Comes along the Tosfos, and he has a difficulty. The Tosfos says, rather, from here, we cannot infer anything. Tosfos says, Tema, Kaven, the Kushia Le, Resha Le Sefer, since we have a contradiction between the Resha and the Sefer, Nema Nase. We know what we do in such a situation like that. We say Nase, like it says in the first parak of Kedushin, on Daf Hey Amud Beis. Vatikshal Rav Yochanan. And then it's going to come out to be a contradiction to Rav Yochanan. What does Nasai means? It means that when we have a Gufa Kasha, we say that the Resha wins, the Diuk from the first part of the Mishnah will win, which means that since it says in the Resha, Shilem Rod Se Nishba, Mashma Shilem, Shilem Mamish, of a Hareini Mishalem, no, and it will be against Rav Yochanan. Where do we see that? In Kedushin. I'm going to bring you now the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Kate said Bekesef, how does a man get married with money? Nitein la, he gives to her Kesef, or Shabbat Kesef, or something that's worth Kesef. Va'amar la, and he says to her. So you see, he does both. He gives to her, and he says to her. Either he says to her, you are sanctified to me, you're engaged to me, you will be my wife. But if it's the opposite? He natna v'amra he. But if she were to give him, or she would say to him, I'm married to you, I'm your wife, I'm sanctified to you, all these things, it won't work. So the Gemara continues and says, here we also have a guf akasha. Since it says in the Reisha that if he gives and he says, then the marriage is a good marriage. So the inference will be that if he gives and she says, it won't work. But from the Sefer, it says that if she gives and if she says, so then it won't work. What happens if she gives and he says? Then it will work. So again, we're stuck with a guf akasha. The inference from the Reisha contradicts the inference from the Sefer. How does the Gemara solve this problem? So one of the ways is to say nase. What does it say? Va'amrahi nase kamisha nasan hi va'amrahi v'lo havi kedushin. We will say that the inference from the Reisha is true and the inference from the Sefer is not true. Like we said, if he gives and he says yes, but if he gives and she says no, what will it be like? That will be like the din of the Sefer, which is she is not married. So the rule of Nase means we read the Reisha Dafka, and the inference from the Reisha stands, which means she's not married, and it will have a din like the Sefer because she's not married. So Tosfos' question is, why don't we do the same thing here in Bava Metzia? Why does the Gemara say that we cannot infer anything from this Mishnah? Let's say Nase. Let's make that the diuk from the Reisha is strong and the diuk from the Sefer we ignore. What will happen if that happens? It will be against Rav Yochanan. Because our Mishnah says, Shilem, if he pays, but lo et says lasot shavua, and he doesn't want to make a shavua. In that case, we say that the Shomer acquires the Kefel. We can make the diuk that if he says, Hareini Mishalem, I want to pay, that's not enough. And the Mishnah will stand against Rav Yochanan if we say Nase. And we will ignore the diuk from the Sefer that helps Rav Yochanan. So why don't we do that here, just like we did in Kedushin? So Tosos answers, it's because the Gemara and Baba Kama on Daf Kuf Chet, where there's a Machlokas, Abaye, and Rava on our Mishnah as to whether we can learn the din of what happens when a guy does both. He also pays and he also takes Shavua. There's the Machlokas. Tosos says, V'yesh Lomer, the Shilem Nakat Le'Abaye, the Perika goes to Kama on Daf Kuf Chet and Baba Kama. According to Abaya, he says that if he does both, he cannot learn. Where does he learn that from? He learns that from the Reisha. What does the Reisha say? Shilem, say nishba. That means he only does one. But if he does both, he won't get. And according to Rava, what does Rava say over there? It comes out that the Reisha is a contradiction to him because he holds that if you say both, you will get the kefil. So how does he read the Reisha that it says shilem? He reads it like this. Ula Rava l'urei shilem afa pishenishma techila shakefa shalom. He reads that our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's a Shavua. There already was a Shavua. So where is Shilem v'loret se nishpa? That's already talking about after the Shavua. So in such a case where he took a Shavua and then he paid and then he doesn't want to stand on a Shavua, so in such a case he will get the Kefo. Aval, im ha'amah hareini mishalem, im nishpa techila, ain't a Kefo shlo. But Hareini Mishalem will not work. Even though I went over this Gemara before in the other class, I want to read over it again so we have a better idea of what we're talking about. The Gemara asks, Nishpa v'shalim. What if you did both? Abaya daik m'resha v'rava daik m'sefa. Abaya can infer from the resha, and Rava can infer from the sefa. Abaya m'daik from resha, he infers from the resha. What does he infer? The Katani shilem. It says shilem. V'lo it's nishpa. Lishpa. Taima, the Lorotze Lishpa, the reason is because he doesn't want to take a Shavua. Ha, Nishpa, if he does take a Shavua, Afa Pisha Shilem, Lemima Shilem, Labawa Pikadon, it's not going to work. Rava Daik Masefer, he learns from the Sefer, he infers from the Sefer. Nishpa, the Lorotze Lishilem, it says, in the Sefer that if he takes a Shavua and he doesn't want to pay, Tamid al-Lerotze l'shalem, the reason is he doesn't want to pay. Hashilem, but if he actually pays, Afal pi shenishba, even though he already took a Shavua, Limi l'mashalem, who do you pay? Limi shepikadon atzlo, you pay the Shomer. So the Gemara continues and says, "Labaya kushi l'sefer." Wait a second, the sefer, which is a proof for Rava, is coming out to be a difficult to Abaya. No, Abaya will answer. Amalekha Abaya. He'll say, "Hey, kikitani nishpa v'lo ritzei l'shalem." When it said in the sefer, "Nishpa v'lo ritzei l'shalem," that was talking about before the shavua, el acha shavua. But after the shavua, l'mi l'mishalem, l'bawa pikadon. It's still going to go to the original owner. In other words, even though it says in the Sefer, Nishpa, Beloretzei L'Shalem, all that's talking about is before. But if he was to actually do both after the Shavua, surely the original owner will still get. Ula Rava, Kashia L'Resha. And Rava, there's a difficulty from the Resha, because it says Shilem, Beloretzei Nishpa. It says Shilem Mamish. How do you learn that? Amelecha Rava, Haki Kitani. Shilam velorat selah mod b'shavua. Nah, inochenami it says shilam, but he doesn't want to stand on a shavua. We're talking about a case where he already did both. He said the shavua before, then he paid, and now he doesn't want to stand on a shavua. That's what it means. Shilam rot selah mod b'shavua. Ela shilam lami lemishalem lemisha pikadon eslo. Rather, who does he pay? He pays the shomer. Why? Because the shomer paid, so he's going to get. So now getting back to Tosus's question, which is, why don't we say Nase? Why don't we say that the Diuk of the Resha is stronger than the Diuk of the Sefer? So Tosus wants to explain, because either because of Abaya or because of Rava, because of the Machlokas over there, of what they're learning. But what does it have to do with our subject? Their subject over there is talking about what if you do both? You both take a Shavua and you pay. What will be the Din? Abaya will say that the Shomer does not get the Kefal, and Rava will say, you do get the Kefal. What does that have to do with our question over here, which is, Hareini Mishalim, does it work or doesn't it work? And the Tosfos Arash basically says the same thing, that Rav Yochanan holds either like Abaya or like Rava. So therefore what? Rav Yochanan holds like one of them. What does it have to do with our question of Hareini Mishalim, does it work or not work? And not only that, but if we do hold Shitas Abaya, so that it comes out that the Reishis Dafka, that's exactly what Nase is. In other words, Abaya and Nase line up with each other. So why don't we say it? Why does the Gemara say that we cannot be Madaik from here? We can't learn from here. Let's learn from here. Let's say Nase, and it will come out since it says Shilem, Lord say Nishpa, Mash Maharini Shalom does not work. Just like Abaya learns Dafka from the Reish over there, it says Shilem. He will not get, but the Resha will win and will say Nase. What's the problem? So it comes out that what Tosus is saying is it has nothing to do with the context of what they're learning over there in Baba Kama. It has to do with the fact that they're learning Shilem Dafka for a different reason. Nase would learn Shilem Dafka to teach us on the subject of whether or not Hareini Mishalem works. In other words, it would be Shilem Dafka, you really have to pay. Mashma, if you do not pay and you just say you want to pay, it won't work. So that's what Nase would do. In other words, it would say the Shilem is a Shilem Dafka, exactly like the first Diuk that our Gemara said. So what Tosfos is saying, no, they are learning Shilem Dafka for a different reason. And therefore, we want to say that the Shilem in our Mishnah is teaching us on the subject of whether or not Hareini Mishalem works or not. Because Abaya and Rava are using that word Shilem to teach us on the subject of what happens when he does both. I'll spell it out. Abaya says, it says Shilem, Lord say Nishpa, it's Shilem Dafka. Mashma, if he does both, he doesn't get it. What does Rava do with that? Because it's a kasha to him. So he learns it to be, no, first there was a Shavua, then the Mishnah starts and it says, Shilem, Lord say Nishpa, he does get it. So Rava learns there that in a case where he already took a Shavua and he pays, he will get it because he doesn't want to stand on a Shavua. But it wouldn't be enough to say, Hareini Mishalem, that's not enough. It has to be Shilem Mamish. So Rava is learning it to be Shilem Mamish to teach the din of whether you took a Shavua and you paid. Therefore, we do not want to say that the Shilem in our Mishnah is Shilem Dafka to teach us on the subject of whether Hareini Mishalem works or not. Also, Abai is learning it to be Shilem Dafka. It says Shilem, V'lo Etzei Nishba. Mashm if he does both. But the Shilem that we're talking about is a Shilem Mamish. And the Rebbe Kiva Eger explains that it must be talking about Shilem Mamish, for in order to the Mishnah to teach us about the din of where he took a Shavua and he paid both, so the only possibility would be he paid Mamish. Why? Because that since we're talking about a case of Shavua, the man's already Pater. What do we care that he says, Hareini Mishalem? He's really paying Nifnei Mishur Zadin. He doesn't have to pay. This guy already took the Shavua. If he already took the Shavua, he's already Pater. And now he says he doesn't want to stand on the Shavua. He wants to pay. Okay, but he's paying Nifnei Mishur Zadin. So maybe he'll change his mind. And Hareini Mishalem will not be enough. Therefore, we must say that according to Abaya and according to Rava, the Shilem over there is Shilem Mamish. And that's how they're learning it. And we don't want to say in our Mishnah Nase, what Nase come out to be, that it says Shilem, for Lord say Mishpa, Shilem Mamish. Remember, the Shilem Mamish is coming to teach us the din of Abaye and Rava, and it has nothing to do with the question of Rav Yochanan, against him or for him. But now it comes out that according to the Rabbi Kiva Eger, our Gemara is not talking about Shavua at all. In other words, it's only in the Gemara, in Baba Kama, according to Abaye and according to Rava, that our Mishnah is talking about a case of a Shavua. But our Gemara is surely not talking about a case of Shavua. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a couple of proofs. One of the proofs is that since our Gemara had a kasha, it said, hey, it says Shilem, or it says Nishba, Mashma, Hareini Mishalim won't work. So the Gemara could have answered at that point. The Gemara could have said, yeah, that's because we're talking about a case of a Shavua over here. And that's why he has to pay Mamish. But otherwise, maybe we would say Hareini Mishalim in a normal case. That's not what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says we can't medayik anything from here. So we see, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that our Gemara is not talking about a case of Shavua at all. So then maybe the question will come back. So let's say Nase. In other words, they can't say Nase. Abaye and Rava can't say Nase, because the Shilem that we're talking about over there is teaching us the din of what happens when he pays and he doesn't take a Shavua. But our Gemara, which is not learning case of Shavua, maybe you would say Nase. Which is a question on Tosfos. What do I care that they're using it over there, Dafka? They're using it over there with Shavua. But over here, Rav Yochanan is not using it with a Shavua. Our Gemara is saying there's no Shavua in this Mishnah. So let's say Nase. So I think the answer to that question is still, no, we don't want to say Nase. We want to say Nase when everything's equal. We want to have a clean Hagufa Kasha, and we don't know which way to go, so we assume that the Reish is more important than the Sefer, and therefore the Diyuk from the Reish stands. But since over there, another Gemara is using this Mishnah to learn another Din, in such a case, we do not want to say Nase. I also saw one of the Meforshim that since the Meskana of the Gemara brings a Brisa like Rav Yochanan, that's the reason why we don't want to say Nase. So what's Tosus's question? Whenever you have a Brisa that goes along with one of the Diyukim, in other words, the first Diyuk against Rav Yochanan, so then we will say Nase, and Rav Yochanan will have a proof against him. The answer is that Tosfos still has this question, why don't we say Nase? Because he's not speaking according to the Meskana of the Gemara. He's asking here, right now, in the Gemara it says, when we said you can't medayik from either of them, his question is there, why don't we say Nase? And in Okinami, according to the Meskana, we don't say Nase because there's a Brisa that's going on the side of Rav Yochanan against the concept of Nase. Okay, that's it for this week's Talmud podcast. Please share it with your friends, and please look below to see if there's any notes, any links to more material to help you to understand this class.